Welcome to the Wealthy Speaker Podcast, the show that offers you tips and strategies to help speakers build the business of their dreams. Now here's your host, 30-year industry veteran and business coach, Jane Atkinson.
Well, welcome everyone to the Wealthy Speaker Podcast. You know those moments in your business when you get a surge, a bump? We call them flash points. It's times when you hit a new level of income, perhaps new audiences, maybe great clients, and you just feel like things have accelerated. Well, to talk to us about exactly that is a returning guest, one of my favorite clients, David Atkins.
Welcome back
to the show.
So excited to see you and be on here. Again, I absolutely love it and love you, Jane. Thank you.
I feel like this show has been following your trajectory. And yes. But for those of you who might have missed the first episode, you can just go back in the podcast and search David and you'll find it. Tell everybody kind of what your background was and how you got into speaking and kind of where your business is today.
No, I love it. So my background, I'm a retired New York State police captain. So I was a New York State trooper for 22 years, first responder on September 11th. And when I retired as a captain, I ran all state police operations for the county where I live now, Westchester County. And to kind of give people an idea, we handled about 400,000 to 500,000 911 calls a year. So I had a busy full-time career. Parallel to that, the last 10 years of my career, I built a $1 million direct sales business with a health and wellness company called Beachbody. People may have heard of it, 21 Day Fix, P90X. And through my success there, what started happening is Beachbody started asking me to speak at their conferences, their quarterly events. And it started in the local library of 15 people, then 100, then 1,000. Then I had 20,000 people in the NFL Superdome. And it was just really sharing my story of, you know, I'm a dad. I have three daughters. I built this big business. I'm busy with the state police. Like, how did you do it? And that went on for 10 years, Jane, like just speaking and speaking and working. And every time I spoke, they gave me more time. And eventually it was people were like, executives after the big 20,000 person event were like, David, have you ever thought of being a keynote speaker? And I'm like, a keynote speaker, like three daughters, I run the county. Yeah, I have this business. Like, no, but I took that leap of faith. And that's when I connected with you, Jane, back in right before COVID. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's when I said, let me take that leap of faith and try to be a keynote speaker and go after it. And the thing was, like, I had the message, but I didn't have the means or the know-how. So thanks to the Wealthy Speaker School and you guys. And now I'm in the beginning of, I guess, of year four, the first year there were no events. So I retired in 2021, right when there are no events. So I took that time to write my first book, which I did in 2022, The Leveled Up Life. And then I've been consistently at it. And this is the beginning of year four. And I want to point out, there's something you told to me that sticks to me is when you told me this is a 2 to 4 year build if you put in the work. And that has been so dead on spot accurate with the way I feel my business is. And it makes you really have to understand patience in this business.
Yes.
So now here I am, and you know, fees are going up and getting busier. So excited.
I love that. And when I think you came to me after maybe year two, perhaps feeling somewhat frustrated. And that's where the mindset work came in, didn't it?
Yeah,
we
absolutely.
Really had to just remember that it's just a matter of time.
Right.
And here we are.
Yes.
Year four. It was just a matter of time.
It was just a matter of time. That was the quote you told me. It's just a matter of time. We stuck with that. That's so true.
It's because imagine if you're saying to yourself all day long, it's just a matter of time, versus an unintentional thought, which might be, this isn't happening fast enough. Mm. I can tell you right now that your results, your feelings from that are going to seep into your actions, and you're not going to get the results. And you've probably felt that being misaligned or maybe having an unintentional thought that got in your way for a period of time.
No, absolutely. And I think it's the learning the business. Like, I would speak somewhere and there would be people that would say, David, we love your speech. Like the side person that comes up, David, we'd love to have you speak at our event. And this is the hardest part, was they say, our conference or our event is in 3 months, 6 months, but we already have our keynote or our speaker for that. So we're going to consider you for next year. So now you're thinking, wow, that's 18 months, right?
Yes.
Where like in my health and wellness business or regular business, it's like, all right, somebody didn't sign up for my fitness group this month. I'll get them next month, you know,
yes.
We'll do it next month. So you had to have, you know, a lot of patience, and you're right on. Absolutely.
A longer term vision.
Yes.
It's just a matter of time. And that,
right.
that gets hard to maintain if you've heard a lot of no's for sure, or not now's.
Right.
So, okay. I think probably you are a textbook example of somebody following our Ready, Aim, Launch process to the T.
Mm-hmm.
And you have been in this launch cycle now for quite some period of time. So
right.
when it comes to hitting flashpoints, people, I just really want to recognize that consistent action combined with that mindset piece, consistent action is going to be the difference maker in terms of you seeing, you know, you just said you've been able to raise your fees, you're getting more and more business every year. Talk about some of the foundations of launch that you have done over and over and over again to earn this place of a flashpoint.
Well, I love that question, because I've spoken to speakers before that they're in that aim phase. They spend more time managing their business than building their business.
Mm.
And it's that work that's not the pretty, like it's getting on stage. I always say for me is like the easiest part, speaking on stage is the easiest part. It's all the stuff you're doing when nobody is watching. And for me, it was years of, and I can say to date, and I have no problem sharing this, and I still do it now, probably have sent out well over 6,000 emails, cold emails, and 98% of the people do not answer you. This is things where I had somebody help me pull the research, so I've outsourced it, pull the research offline of events I'm looking at, and I cold email them, because that's how the momentum started for me. You know, that's how I built my other business, is that, yes, I've been speaking for 10 years, but nobody knew who I was. So it was a numbers game, and I'm just willing to work as hard as I need to do because I had that vision. So Jane, it was consistent. And still today, right now, present, I am still sending out at least 30 emails a week. Like still today, I am still doing more outbound because I am not at a point yet where there's enough inbound or I'm comfortable with where I don't need to do as much outbound. And I know it's just a matter of time, because eventually, you've told me that, will eventually flip. And I feel a little bit of it, but I'm still keeping my foot on the pedal. And then the big thing is this, is that if anybody answers me, and I think this is important, if anybody answers me, they go in my CRM, whether it's David, we love what you're about, but we're booked, or thank you so much, anything. And they go in and I'm diligently following up with people.
Okay.
Sometimes a year, 2 years to getting a booking, but that's the nature of building that relationship in the business.
Yes. And that's the nature of creating flashpoints. In order to get the spark, in order to get the flame, you need a lot of little sparks, I suppose.
Right.
So I just want to note, 6,000 emails over 4 years equals 125 a month. And you just said you're doing 30 a week.
Right.
Your math is like almost bang on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I think that we call it the busy work, but really it's like the consistent seed planting work is what is required. But okay, so let's talk about other areas that could be flashpoints. Sometimes there's a moment in your business when you stumble across an idea that you get super excited about, and then your audience gets super excited about, and that creates a whole kind of leveling up type of thing.
Right.
Talk about recently some things that your audience said to you that created that spark.
No, I love it. So about a year ago, so spring 2024, I was keynoting a property management company event, and I didn't realize. So my title on my keynote used to be No Excuses, which was great. But on stage, when I was speaking, I didn't realize I was telling people or trying to empower them, make the one decision. Don't overcomplicate your life. And there's one decision for everybody. For you, it may be your health. For you, it may be your business. But there's something pressing in your heart right now that you need to get over your excuses and make that one decision. Because I said life will reveal to you, or God will reveal to you, whatever you believe in, what will come next if you're willing to make that one decision. So I said this, didn't realize it. And on my book signing line, people were coming up to me and they're like, David, I got it. I just got to make the one decision. And it happened a couple of times. And then fast forward a couple of weeks later, I'm on stage speaking again and subconsciously started going with that point again on stage. And then it happened again on the book signing line. People were like, David, one decision. And that was like my light bulb moment of one decision, because my whole life from I just want to get healthy and fit was my beach body journey. And then that led me to speaking. And then that led me, like, it's always been make the one decision and then life will reveal to you what's next. And that was like an aha moment, which led to my next book, The One Decision Away Philosophy. So that was definitely a big eye-opening moment.
The One Decision Away Philosophy. Awesome. And so I always measure these ideas. Would it look good on a coffee mug? And of course, if I just get up every morning and pour my coffee and I see one decision, now I'm kind of pumped all over again, and you're making me think about it. And I would say that that is actually a really key idea here in the speaking business as well, because you can say that you want to be a part of the speaking business, but until you actually decide that you are 100% committed to the business, it's probably just a part-time dabbling thing for you. And you did that when you retired. You kind of, now all I'm in. Suggesting everybody has to quit their job. That's not necessary. That was just kind of a natural evolution for you anyway. That is such a good line, and it becomes the through line of your program and could become t-shirts and all kinds of
things.
I love that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hats are in the making already. I can say
okay. Yay. So you're listening to your audience.
Yes.
And that is allowing you to level up. Talk a little bit about leveling up on other things. What are some other things you've done to level up and create flashpoints?
No, I love it. So I really made a point, and not that I wasn't doing this, but a year ago, like, I want to level up every area of my keynote. So one was, because since I bring a lot of energy and passion in my keynote, I had a professional DJ make like a 1 minute mix with my name, like David Atkins. And like, it kicks off and I get people moving, and I have it go off a couple times in my keynote. Cause I've heard this word before, Jane, about being transformational for a keynote, right? Not just giving information, but to transform people. And I applied this to my keynote, because when I first do the music and I get people up, I joke after. I said, how many of you hesitated? Were like, is this guy serious, getting up and clapping? And or did you look to the person to the left and right of you? And you were like, are they going to get up and move? And I say, you were one decision away from completely changing your life if you're not willing to look at other people, if you're not willing to worry about that fear. And I take that hesitation and I weave it into my one decision away. And then the second two times the music goes off, the people get up that much quicker. And I apply that to how we are in life, because so often we live in this gap of hesitation. So the music is more the music. I've tied it into my message. So I brought in that. Leveled up in my slides. So I invested in hiring somebody to make my slides for me that are a lot more professional, just to set the bar of where my fee was and where I want to go. So I absolutely did that. And then a big thing is, you know, I've always been a social media person, because I believe the internet today is social media. I just believe that. And this word stuck out in my head, and I got it from Grant Cardone from his book 10X, and it was omnipresence. Yes. So I decided, like, I want to be omnipresent everywhere. So whenever I go to a keynote, I will hire a videographer to film my keynote, and not to edit it, but just give me the raw video, and then I'll splice it up or have my assistant splice it up. So I'm constantly putting out short video clips of me speaking, or social media clips on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok now. Like, I recently just started, even though my kids are like, Dad, you're doing TikTok wrong. Like, I laugh, but it's just being everywhere. So even though I'm speaking a lot more than I have, I want it to be as if I'm speaking 10 times more. more because not everybody sees the stuff when you put it out there. So like today already, I put up a reel and I put up a two posts already. It's 12:20 in the afternoon. I just want to be omnipresent in my social media as well.
Ooh, okay. And I've heard this tip. We've had somebody on the podcast before talk about filming everything.
Yeah.
And that way you can use clips to put out there. And it's a strategy that really works. And so I'll be very curious to hear how the omnipresent campaign has helped you hit the next flashpoint.
Yeah.
The other thing that it will be happening to you about this point when you hit various flashpoints. So we talk in the Wealthy Speaker 3.0 book about the limo picking you up and, you know, having a nice hotel room rather than the Super 8. And I think
so true.
That's when you know you're kind of hitting these new levels. And so it's been really fun to watch you. But a part of that also for some people, because it's a part of their goal, is also bigger and bigger stages.
Mm.
Now, you having started at the 20,000 people stages in your direct selling business, I mean, can you just speak to that a second? Because there is no audiences like the direct selling audiences. They are really, they show up pumped and they rip the roof off these stadiums because they're just so charged.
Talk a little bit
about that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So when I started off, it was, you know, local associations, state associations, which I'll still do, but you learn about the differences in budgeting. But I could say the last year, like a flashpoint is getting named clients. So like Caterpillar Construction, I was their keynote for their rental annual conference, or ADP Payroll, gigantic. I did two events for them for their top performers, which I was told is like your top performers when you had Beachbody. So I was already speaking to high performers. So I'm starting to get bigger events or national associations, you know, at the national level, big state real estate associations. So it definitely, it's transitioned from, you have to start small. Like I recognize, yes, I was at 20,000 people, but just a couple of weeks ago, the Northeast sales division of like James Hardy Siding were like, David, can you come in? Will you speak to our smaller group of 20 people? Absolutely.
Yes.
'Cause it's intimate and I still love that. But a couple of days later, I'm at ADP and it could be a couple hundred and that's totally okay. It doesn't bother me. But the flashpoint with this now is I'm starting to have name brand companies reach out, ADP, Caterpillar, James Hardy. And that is like, I'm feeling, you know, another shift, but I'm not slowing down on those 30 emails or the follow-ups or the social media. Like I want the spontaneous combustion to get there. And then I decide or raise my fee and go from there.
Well, I have loved watching this journey unfold in front of our eyes. If you were to go back in time, give yourself a little talking to in year one, what advice would you give yourself or perhaps somebody else who might be in year one?
I think the big thing is you have to believe in yourself more than anybody else believes in yourself.
Mm.
Because, you know, I believe in my message. I believe in that I'm only going to continue to grow, right? I believe my next book that I want to try be on a bestseller list on Amazon. Like I see it, feel it, and believe it before I'm there. And I think that you have to have that belief. And to have that, for me, I'm a big person on personal development that I'm constantly reading and fueling my mind and surrounding myself with people that are going to stretch me and keep me in a good space. So that keeps you going, right? So for me, it was having that vision, which is one of the pillars I speak upon, is that I think so often we just kind of go through the motions in life and we don't have that vision for our life of what we want. So you have to have that belief in yourself. And that starts with taking care of yourself. Because as speakers, you are the brand. You're not selling, you know, a phone or a TV, like it's you. So you have to invest in you so you feel good. And then having that vision. So for me, I look back, it's just believe in yourself, have the patience, know it's going to take time, and trust the process. It's been so spot on, Jane, everything you've said.
You know, you mentioned, you know, you are a healthy person, a lot of what you put out on the internet. I'm looking at you going, oh my gosh, there he is, just back from a workout again. He's so committed. I love it. And that's rolling off onto me. For people who are on the road, what's one or two ideas that you do to maintain good health and balance while being a road warrior speaking?
That's a great question. So work, getting some workout in, even if it's walking on the treadmill before I speak, is non-negotiable. Whether I have to do that just so I start feeling good to go on stage.
Almost
right?
Every hotel has a treadmill.
Everything. And I've trained, like I ran an ultra marathon in February and I had many events before, like it was non-negotiable, like whether I went outside, and it's for the mindset, right? Our people deserve the best of us, not what's left of us, whatever your message is. So for me, it was, all right, if I'm tired, I need to get myself moving. So that's number one. Number two is packing. I would pack healthy snacks because it is very hard. I'm not going to say that it's not challenging. Like today, my post this morning was, I struggle too. Like I got turned down on some events. I've had some tough times I'm going through. I recently had a physical injury. Like we all struggle. And there are times that I'm not eating the best. Or as speaking with traveling, I find more times than not, oh my God, I didn't eat in like 12 hours because you have your AV check and then they want you around, then you speak and then you're on a high and then it's dinner time and you're like, oh my goodness. And then you make poor food choices. Like I've been there. I'm not trying to be perfect.
Celebratory food choices.
Yes, celebratory. Like I enjoy a good beer. I'm not going to lie. Like I just spoke whatever and I want to have a good beer. Like I will still live my life, but I try 80% of the time to do that. And Jane, I'll even say like one thing I appreciate, and you brought up like, oh, the limo pickup, like trying to fly when I can with good events in first class. I will do that now. Why? And it was a goal I have because I realized I don't want to be stressed being in the front of the plane, getting off first. You know, those are the things I'll invest back into myself now because it carries over to how I feel mentally, especially if you start speaking more. So it was a goal of mine. And now I try to do that most often. And it just, I need to be in a good space from the time I leave my house to when I'm done.
You know, that is the wealthy speaker mindset. And I'm not really traveling as much anymore, but I always tried to upgrade. I wouldn't book first class out of the chute because that's obviously very, very expensive. But I always tried to upgrade. And the last minute upgrades were quite reasonable. And you just felt different there. And so that's a goal for anybody who is just starting out and you're on a budget now, but that's your goal, is that someday you're going to splurge and you're going to upgrade and then you're going to do it again and you're going to do it again. And I really like that as being a part of your health and well-being and balance on the road. You know, get your treadmill in at the gym. Bring some bands if you need to with you in your suitcase. They travel really, really light. There are things that you can do if you're motivated to actually do them.
Absolutely. I think of a couple weeks ago, there was another, I forget where I was. I think it was Vegas. I went into the hotel gym, packed. There was no room for anything. So I said, all right, went into my hotel room, moved the thing aside and did a workout there, like my old school beach bicep. Like there's always a way to do it. It was just because I need to get up. I need to feel good because I have to present to these people and that they pay me to be the best I can be.
I like it so, so much. David Adkins, you have not disappointed. Thank you for sharing the idea of leveling up all of your things, the idea of writing a second book, the idea of putting in the day-to-day work and planting seeds. That is how you create flashpoints. David, if people want to get in touch with you, how would you prefer they do that? Do you like LinkedIn? Do you like Instagram? You want them to find you on TikTok?
No, well, based on my omnipresence, I'm on Instagram, on LinkedIn, anywhere. And you know, One Decision Away comes out July 15th. So I'm excited about that. So if you Google me, you're going to find me. So feel free to reach out because I love when other speakers, anything I could do to help and pay it forward. We're in this together. There's an abundance of events out there. There's an abundance mindset. We all can do well.
Wonderful. David Adkins, thank you so much. And listeners, if you've enjoyed what you've been listening to, drop me a line, jane@speakerlauncher.com. I want to hear about it. And with that, we're going to say, see you soon, wealthy speakers. Bye for now, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Wealthy Speaker Podcast. If you need help building the speaking business of your dreams, head over to WealthySpeakerSchool.com and take advantage of our 20-minute next step call. Thanks for listening to the Wealthy Speaker Podcast.